All right, we're gonna hold off there. All right, let me move to one other thing here, just real quickly. We will. I just want to capture a couple of those points there from the video. Our primary call to action in the fight against anxiety, the Bible says, is prayer. That's our weapon. That's what we use to combat anxiety. So we just saw a Bible passage there that was on the screen, the video. It was 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It said this: cast all your anxieties on him, for God cares for you. That's that passage. Prayer is basically just casting. That word cast is the idea behind it is just relocating something. Casting is just relocating something. So prayer is nothing more than just I'm holding something and now I'm going to pray and I'm going to give it to the Lord. You're casting it, you're giving it to Him. So that's our greatest tool in anxiety. Another point, I won't go into these too much. We'll get to some sharing here in a second. In Matthew 14, we see that as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he did the impossible. But as soon as he looked into the waves, he began to sink. When we shift our eyes off of Christ and onto our anxieties, we do what Peter did. We begin to drown in worry or despair. So I think I said at the first lesson, 50% of anxiety is anxiety about the anxiety. We add on to the original issue. And that's what is going on here with Peter in Matthew 14. Third point here we'll get to in just a second. Paul also calls us to pray with gratitude. So part of the prayer is just sharing the concern, the specificity of the prayer. At 2 o'clock, Max says, I'm having a tough conversation. But boy, this is a super important part of the prayer we offer. And that is really seeking gratitude for what God has given us in the midst of the trouble that we're facing. So there was a study done just to highlight those last 2 points, 3 and 4, gratitude of Jesus being in our life. This is the truth. People are with gratitude, if there was a pill that gave this to you, how much would you pay for this pill? Okay, you could go to the Bi-Mart pharmacy and get this pill. All right, if this pill did these things for you, how much would you spend? You become more empathetic. You forgive others more often. Science shows that you have a more positive outlook towards life. You become less envious of others. You're not caught up into materialism. Your self-esteem increases. You have better relationships. You sleep better. And your life go you live a longer life. How much would you pay for a pill that could offer those things? Science has shown gratitude does that, does those exact things. And so it's in the Bible, but it's also just good living as well.